那么再次同心祷告。
Let us pray。
是的，父神，好，你毫无保留的将你的独生子主耶稣赐给我们，以及我们能够来到面前，能够称呼你阿爸父神。唯有如此的大爱，我们只能够恭敬的、站敬的、谦卑的来到你面前，来向你感恩，来赞美你。主耶稣，我们也感谢你，因为你顺服阿爸父神的旨意，能够为我们受难、受死。圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你在我们人生当中，你不断的以神的话语来教导我们，成为我们的保惠师。这是我们耶稣主自己的话语，恳求你的亮光再次做引领、做启示的工作，叫我们能够明白主的话语如何应用在我们的生活当中。主耶稣，你自己保守这遮盖涂抹的工作，好像我们口中的言语、心中的意念都能够蒙你的悦纳。我们将仰望祈求感恩是奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请打开马可福音书14:66-72。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 66 to 72.
马可14:66-72。
Mark 14:66-72.
我会用华文来念，英文的圣经，请看，荧幕。彼得在下边院子里，来了大祭司的一个使女，见彼得烤火，就看作他说：“你素来也是同拿撒人耶稣一伙的。”彼得却不承认，说：“我不知道。”也不明白你说的是什么。于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫了。那使女看见他，又对旁边站坐的人说：“这也是他们一党的。”彼得又不承认。过了不多时候，旁边站坐的人又对彼得说：“这真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人。”彼得就发咒起誓地说：“我不认得你们说的这个人。”立时鸡叫了第二遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话：“鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。”思想起来就哭了。作者 Marshall Shelley 他经历了两次丧失他的孩子之后，他这样说道。
There's a writer who lost two of his children in two separate incidents, and he wrote this.
他说，在我小时候，我就很喜欢阅读故事小说。
As a child, I love to read novels.
我很快地发现，单阅读故事前面的几章。
But I soon discovered that I won't be able to know the story's ending just by reading the first few chapters.
我就发现到无法了解到故事的这个结局。
I won't know how it will end.
因为会有新的人物不断地出现。
Because new characters will keep popping up.
会带来故事情节的不同的发展
，and change the direction of the story。
还有很多似乎跟那些主要情节没有关系的那些次要的情节，作者也会把它加进去。
And the writer will also add in many secondary stuff to the story。
所以我从小就学会，当看一本故事书的时候，我一定要把这个小说看完。
So I've learned to read a story right to the end。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为好的作者总会在故事结束的时候
，because a good writer at the end。
他会把前面所有的大小细节把它贯穿起来。
We link up all the initial details, big and small.
那时候我就可以看到故事之间各情节对他们之间的关系是什么。
And then I should be able to see the significance and the interactions between all the various offshoots.
我想基督徒的信仰生命故事也是如此。
I think this is likewise in Christian living.
他说我现在无法解释为什么我的儿子会有染色体的突变。
Perhaps I can't explain now why my son has chromosomal changes.
为什么他在猝死的时候只活了两分钟？
Why he will survive only 2 minutes?
我也无法明白我的女儿为什么会有严重的智力的残障。
I can't understand now why my daughter has serious mental disability.
那需要经历两年的身体的折磨。
And has to undergo 2 years of physical suffering.
那么神才把她接回天家。
Before the Lord takes her home.
但是我选择相信，在我生命结束的时候。
But I choose to believe that at the close of my life.
那位写我故事的那位作者就是神本身。
The author of my life, which is God.
他会清楚让我看见，在我生命里面发生这一切对我的意义是什么。
He will make things clear to me the significance of all these events.
所以弟兄姐妹，在今天所阅读的彼得的故事里面。
And so this morning, as we read Peter's story.
显然的，它不是主要的故事，而是一个次要的情节。
Very clearly, this is a secondary incident.
这是作者马可刻意的安排。
A deliberate way of Mark.
因为在前面的经文里面，马可他怎么写
？Because in the earlier passages, Mark wrote like this.
他说他们把耶稣带到大祭司那里。
He said they led Jesus to the chief priest.
彼得远远的跟着他。
Peter followed at a distance.
然后一直进入到大祭司的院子。
Right into the courtyard of the high priest.
和差役们一同在那边烤火。
And he sat with the guards warming himself.
然后在今早的经文里。
In today's passage.
马可就让我们看到彼得会做些什么事情。
And we see what Peter did.
马可这样把耶稣受难的这个主要故事跟彼得的这个次要的故事连在一起，到底什么意义
？Why did Mark link the primary story of Jesus' suffering with this secondary story of Peter?
换句话说，耶稣在犹太人公会受审，跟彼得不认耶稣的这件事情，到底有什么关联
？In other words, what's the connection between Jesus' trial before the Jewish assembly and then Peter's denial of him?
从刚才所阅读的故事里面，很显然的，这是彼得接受考验的时刻。
Clearly, from what we read, this is the moment of Peter's trial.
但是他却失败了。
And we see that he failed.
他三次不认主，成为他生命里面最黑暗的时刻。
He denied the Lord three times, and this became the darkest moment of his life.
就在黑夜来临的时候，他出卖了他的主。
Says here, as darkness falls, he betrayed his Lord.
彼得作为门徒的首要代表
，and Peter being the leader of Jesus' disciples，
也是耶稣最喜爱的三位门徒之一
，and one of the three most beloved disciples of Jesus，
他尚且独自的要接受黑暗的考验
，even Peter is required to face the test of darkness alone。
这是马可让我们看到
，this is what Mark wants us to see。
换句话说，作为跟随耶稣的我们跟随者
，in other words， each of us as Jesus' followers，
每个人都有黑夜来临的时刻
，everyone will have a moment of。Dark night.
就是刚才我提到的那位基督徒的作家一样。
Just as what the earlier I mentioned about this author, this writer, his
experience. 他问他两个孩子为什么会这样的遭遇。
He couldn't understand why his two children had to die.
他要独自的去面对。
And he alone had to face it.
而我们自己的故事又会是怎么样
？How else will it be in our own story?
所以今早信息的题目，我把它定为“当黑夜来临，信徒要面对的考验”。
And so the topic for today's message is when the dark night.When night falls, Christians should not abandon the Lord.
从彼得失败的这个黑夜里面
from the incidents of Peter's dark night,
我们能够学到什么功课呢
？What lessons can we learn?
首先，当黑夜来临的时候
，First, when night falls,
信徒不可因为惧怕而放弃了对主耶稣的承诺。
Christians should not abandon the Lord due to fear.
马可告诉我们，耶稣被捕之后。
We read in the gospel that after Jesus' arrest,
门徒都离开他逃走了。
Well, all the disciples fled and they ran away.
耶稣就被带到大祭司那里。
And Jesus was led to the high priest.
还有众祭司长、长老、文士，他们都来到大祭司那里。
So all the scribes, the elders, they were all gathered there.
也就是说，现在耶路撒冷犹太宗教体制所有的那些有权力的权贵领袖，全部聚集在一起。
In other words, all these superpowers or leaders of the Jewish religious system, they were present.
都来到一起要审问耶稣。
They were together and they want to try Jesus together.
这是彼得远远的跟着耶稣。
Peter followed Jesus at a distance.
他进入到大祭司的内院。
Right into the courtyard of the high priest.
和那些差役一同那边火光里面烤火。
And then sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire.
照马可所说，耶稣受审的地方可能是在二楼。
According to this story, Jesus' trial would likely took place in the second story.
而彼得所在的内院就是在审问处的楼下。
And Peter, being in the courtyard, would be right at the first level of where Jesus was tried.
这时候来了一个大祭司的一个使女。
And then there came a maid.
她见彼得在烤火，在取暖。
And she saw Peter warming himself.
她就看着他说。
And she looked at him and she said,
你素来是跟哪三个人同一伙的
？And she said, Hey, you are the one, right? You are the Nazarene, the one who followed Jesus.
彼得他却不承认。
And Peter denied it.
他说我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。
He said, "Hey, I don't know what you're talking about."
马可没有告诉我们为什么这位使女会认出彼得。
We are not told why this maid recognized Peter.
所以我们不需要去猜测这个原因。
There's no need to speculate.
其实这个使女的地位并不是很高。
Actually, this maid servant, her social status is rather insignificant, not very high.
她是很卑微的。
Very humble.
而且她只是私底下查问也查问彼得而已。
She was only asking Peter on her own accord and privately.
彼得是不需要害怕她的。
So Peter need not be afraid of her.
但是彼得却装成无知。
But then Peter pretended to be ignorant.
他否认说他不知道这个使女在说些什么。
And he denied, said, I don't know what you're saying.
所以为了避免再次被人家认出
，and so in order not to be recognized by other people，
彼得赶紧的离开那个烤火的那个烈焰的所在。
Peter hurriedly ran away and left in the courtyard。
他就往靠近街边的街道那个外院里面去。
And then he hid himself in the gateway at the lanes。
因为靠近街道，如果有危险的话，他随时可以跑，他随时可以逃跑。
Because it's near the exit, and then it will allow him to run away immediately if there's danger。
从烈焰到了外院。
From the inner court to the outer court。
马可说这是鸡叫的第一次。
And here Mark says the rooster crows once.
也告诉我们彼得还有两次不会认主。
And this signals to us that there will be one more time when there will be twice more that Peter will deny Jesus.
当彼得以为在外院比较安全的时候。
And just when he felt he was safe.
这个使女同一个使女好像认定彼得就是耶稣的同党。
And then this same maid, you know, for some reason she kind of like followed him and she recognized him again.
所以他就跟随彼得，他也到外院去。
She kept following him to the outer courtyard.
这时，他对站坐旁边的人说
：“And she said to the group of bystanders,
彼得和耶稣跟其他门徒都是同一党的。
This man surely is one of them with Jesus and the others.
你想想，这是会给彼得带来更大的压力。
And then you can understand the pressure that Peter is facing.
因为这次这位使女不再是私底下问他
，Because no longer is she asking privately.
而是对其他的人，那些旁边站坐的人说，彼得跟耶稣跟其他门徒是同一党的。
But she is expressing her suspicion to everybody else around.
所以彼得做了第二次的否认。
So for the second time, Peter made a denial.
他否认跟耶稣有任何的关系。
He denied any relationship he had with Jesus.
而且经文告诉我们，他是不断的重复否认对这些人。
And we read here that he repeatedly denied it.
他不再对使女一个人，他对其他的人也否认。
Wasn't just to the maid servant, but to everyone else.
也正因为彼得一直讲他不是，他不是。
And just because he kept on denying,
那些旁边站坐的人听到他是有这个加利利人讲这个亚兰语的口音。
The bystanders they detected his Galilean accent.
因为在逾越节这段期间
，because during the Passover,
会有很多北方的加利利人南下到耶路撒冷。
Many Galileans would come from the north and enter Jerusalem.
他们要在那里过节
，to celebrate the festival.
这些北方的加利利人，他们讲的亚兰语是比较不同于耶路撒冷所讲的亚兰语。
So they have an accent, the Aramaic accent that's different from the Jewish, the Jerusalem's Jewish accent.
所以呢，这些众人就知道，他应该是来自北方的。
He must have come from the north.
而且耶稣也是来自加利利。
And Jesus came from the north too, from Galilee.
所以他们认定彼得跟耶稣是同一伙。
So they were very sure he must be one of the gang.
所以你想到彼得这时的恐慌可想而知。
And you can imagine Peter's panic right now.
因为他现在面对的是更多的人。
Because he's facing more people now.
更加肯定他是属于耶稣的一党。
Who were very sure that he must belong to the same Jesus gang.
他不敢想象他真的一旦被人家认出之后。
He can't imagine if he were to be recognized for his true identity.
他们会对他做出什么不利的行动
？What undesirable things they will do to him?
彼得的恐慌是可以理解的。
Peter's fear or panic is understandable.
因为耶稣，他不知道耶稣在大祭司那里，他审问的结果会是什么
？Because right now he doesn't know the outcome of Jesus' trial.
如果耶稣被判有罪的话
，If Jesus were convicted,
这些犹太宗教领袖也会下令逮捕那些跟耶稣。最亲近的门徒们。
Then all these Jewish leaders, they will also arrest the rest of Jesus' closest people, disciples.
所以耶稣做了第三次更加坚决的否认。
And so for the third time, Peter firmly and intensely denied Jesus.
为了加强他否定的这个语气。
To emphasize, you know this.
他跟耶稣划清界限。
He drew a clear line between himself and Jesus.
他不提耶稣的名字。
Doesn't bring up Jesus' name.
他以这个人来代替耶稣。
He says.This man,
我不认得你们说的这个人。
I don't know this man whom you speak.
不但如此，马可说他甚至还发咒起誓的说。
And not only this, he invoked a curse on himself.
如果在当时的法庭的里面
，In those ancient time of the courts,
如果一个人要证明你是清白的话
，If you want to prove your innocence,
就是如果你不是讲骗话
，To say that you are not lying,
你会这样的起誓
，You will invoke a curse on yourself.
你说如果我说的不是实话
，If I'm not speaking the truth,
神会惩罚我
，God will punish me。
或者说这是一个自我的咒诅。
And so this is a self curse or an oath of innocence.
证明他讲的话不是骗话。
To say that what he's saying is true.
否则神会惩罚他。
Otherwise, let God punish me.
彼得就是用了这样的誓言来宣示他跟耶稣是没有关系的。
And so Peter uses this curse to prove that he and Jesus is not related.
他好像在告诉这些旁边站着人说，如果我说谎，神会惩罚我。
He said, if I were lying, may God punish me.
那么有些解经家甚至认为彼得所用的这个发咒启示的话，
some commentators even felt that this Peter's curse
还有可能是针对耶稣而发的，
could even be directed at Jesus.
因为在罗马的历史里面，
because in the history of the Romans,
我们知道当罗马官员在逼迫基督徒的时候，
when the Roman guards were persecuting Christians,
他们会把这些基督徒抓来，
they would catch them,
他问他们，你们是不是基督的跟随者，
and interrogate them, are you a Christian?
如果这些基督徒想保全生命，
and if they were to save their own skin,
会被丢进那个狮子坑里面，
and not be fed to the lions,
他们只要做一件事情，
they only need to do one thing,
你发出对耶稣的咒诅，
pronounce a curse on Jesus,
就能证明你不是基督徒，
and then it will prove that you're not a follower of Christ.
那时候罗马官员就会释放你，
and then the Romans will, the soldiers will release you.
因为罗马官员知道真正的基督徒，
because the soldiers reckon a true Christian
是不可能去咒诅他们相信的神儿子耶稣基督。
No way they will curse Jesus, whom they believe to be Son of God.
当一个人敢对耶稣发起咒诅的话，
someone dares to put a curse on Jesus,
他不可能是基督徒。
He cannot be a follower of Christ.
所以罗马官员就会释放他们。
And so the soldiers will release them.
彼得就是做了这样的咒诅。
Peter made this kind of oath.
他跟耶稣。他不否认耶稣已经达到了最强烈点。
His denial of Jesus is really most intense and extreme now.
彼得原本从内院跑到外面，想趁机逃跑，
Initially,
因为有路给他逃跑。
He was running from the inner to the outer courtyard in order to run away.
其实彼得第一次、第二次到第三次，彼得已经是无路可退了。
But actually, whether it's the first, second, or third time, there's no escape route for him.
他一次比一次更严厉的否认主。
And so each time he became more intense in his acclamation.
除了犹大之外，
apart from Judas,
他成了所有门徒中最大的失败者。
Peter became one of the biggest failure among the disciples.
也是最大的背叛者。
Also the greatest betrayer of Jesus.
这是鸡叫了第二次。
And then says here the rooster crows the second time.
事情正如耶稣所预言的。
And just as Jesus predicted,
在鸡叫两次之前，你会三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.
根据四本福音书的记载。
And according to the Gospels,
彼得是耶稣呼召最早的第一批门徒。
Peter is one of the first lot of disciples that Jesus called.
甚至可能还是第一位门徒。
Even maybe the first one.
从此以后，彼得的事件，他跟耶稣的关系，他跟其他门徒的关系，他们之间的互动，经常都在四本福音书里面出现。
And after that, there are many records of Peter's actions as well as the interaction with Jesus and the other disciples.
换句话说，彼得成为了门徒的代言人，也是门徒的代表。
He became the spokesman and also the representative of the disciples.
我们知道在往这个凯撒利亚这个腓立比村庄的这个途中，
and on route to Caesarea Philippi,
当耶稣问门徒们，你们说我是谁？
When Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say I am?
彼得回答说，你是基督，神的儿子。
Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of
God. 在马太福音书里面，
and in Matthew's Gospel,
我们看见耶稣因为彼得答得很正确。
And Jesus, because of the correct answer of Peter,
他称彼得是有福的人。
He praised Peter and he said, "Blessed are you."
他要把教会建立在这个磐石上。
He said that God will build His church on Peter.
他要把天国的钥匙赐给彼得。
And Peter will be given the keys of heaven.
如今在这卖主的黑夜里面。
But here in this darkness of betrayal,
彼得竟然说，我不知道，也不认得你们说的这一个人。
And at this moment, Peter says, "I don't know this man that you are talking about."
耶稣设立门徒的目的是什么？
Well, what is the reason for Jesus appointing his apostles?
就是要常常跟他们同在。
He did it in order that he can be always with them.
这位彼得跟耶稣同生活了三年多。
And so this Peter, having lived with Jesus for 3 years,
竟然否认他跟耶稣是同一伙的。
And he now denies that he is one of Jesus.
还有在这个逾越节这个晚餐完之后。
And moreover, at the end of the Passover meal,
耶稣就带这些门徒往这个橄榄山的路上。
And Jesus was en route to the Mount Olives with the disciples.
这时候耶稣向门徒们预言说，你们今晚都会跌倒。
And Jesus predicted all of you tonight will fall.
他特别 指出在鸡叫两次之前。
And he pointed out, he said, before the rooster crows twice.
彼得，你会三次不认我。
You, Peter, for three times you will deny me.
我们看彼得很不以为然。
And Peter was pretty unhappy about this.
他坚持其他的门徒不可以跟他相提并论。
He insists that he's not the same as the other disciples.
并且夸口说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
He boasted, even though all of them can fall away, I will not.
我就是必须跟你同时，我也总不能不会认你。
I will be with you to the end, even if I were to die.
其他的门徒也做了同样的承诺。
And all the other disciples said the same.
如今在这卖主的黑夜里面。
And now at this dark moment,
彼得竟然一次的比一次的更强烈的公开否认耶稣。
And Peter openly denies Jesus one time after another.
甚至发起咒诅的话。
Even to the extent of invoking a curse.
彼得诚然的背弃了他对主耶稣之前的承诺。
Peter has utterly given up his promise to Jesus.
众人虽然跌倒，我总不会。
His promise that even if everyone falls, I will not.
所以弟兄姐妹，从彼得三次不认主的这个故事里面。
And so from this story of Peter's denial.
还有其他门徒逃离耶稣。
And all the running away of the disciples.
有没有看到信徒的信仰生命？
We see that the Christian faith or the Christian walk.
不是靠你个人的意志或者你的自信心。
Cannot stand on your personal willpower or strength alone.
就能够跟耶稣每天的同行。
And you think that with this you can carry on walking with Jesus.
因为生命的无常跟多变。
Because there are just too many unknowns and changes in life.
会经常考验我们跟耶稣的关系。
And this will continually test your relationship with Jesus.
或许在人生风平浪静的时候。
Perhaps when life is smooth sailing.
我们很有把握，很自信的，我们会跟耶稣走在一起。
We can confidently claim to walk with Jesus.
但是如果一旦黑夜或者暴风雨来临的时候，
But in moments of darkness and storms,
我们的本能的反应是会感到害怕，感到不安。
Our reflex reaction is anxiety and fear.
这时候我们能否持守我们对主耶稣的承诺？
Then we will be able to keep to our commitment to Jesus.
我们能否坚持他仍然是我们生命的主？
Are we able to firmly insist and believe that he's the Lord of our lives?
一位美国教会的牧师他这样说。
There's an American pastor, he says this.
他说害怕是人类受试探或者逃避神的最好的借口。
Says that fear is the biggest excuse for those facing trials and those running away from God's tasks.
他甚至指出在圣经里面。
He even points out that in the Bible,
有四个字是经常出现的。
A few words keep appearing.
是神再三重复的这个四个字。
And these words were repeated.
比其他的诫命出现的还要多。
More than any commandments.
这四个字就是说，不要害怕。
Do not fear.
因为神知道，如果害怕会影响他自己的子民。
Because God knows that fear threatens his own people.
害怕会使到他的子民无法信靠，无法顺服神。
Fear will cause his people to give up their trust and give up obeying him.
正如我们在旧约在这个旷野里面，我们看到以色列人。
Just like the Israelites in wilderness.
他们神把他们从埃及带出来
，God took them out from Egypt，
把他们带到旷野里面
，to the wilderness。
神还每天供应玛拿给他们
，every day gave them manna。
但是因为他们害怕受苦
，but then they were afraid of hardships。
他们不知道前面的路怎么样崎岖不平
，they were uncertain how the road ahead will be。
所以他们藐视神的救恩
，and so they neglected God's salvation。
他们一直向摩西投诉神
，and they kept complaining to Moses about God。
以及神甚至向他们发怒
，to the extent that God in the end became very angry with them，
因为他们一直要吵着要回去
，because they keep saying we want to go back，
因为看不到前面的路程是什么
，because they can't see what is ahead of them。
虽然神一直在带领他们
，even though God has been persistently taking care of them，
恐惧
，fear，
叫人离开神
，causes us to abandon God。
其他的门徒跟彼得不是一样吗？
Isn't it the same for Peter and the disciples?
因为害怕他们逃离耶稣。
Because of fear, they ran away from Jesus.
彼得因为害怕三次不承认。
Peter, because of his fear, denied Jesus.
所以你看这个约翰福音书。
So as you read John's Gospel,
当耶稣被钉十字架之后，
we see that after Jesus' crucifixion,
门徒们都聚在一处躲起来。
And all the disciples were gathered together but hiding.
因为他们害怕犹太人把门都关起来。
Because they were so afraid of the Jews, so they locked the doors.
但是复活的耶稣
，But the resurrected Jesus
就向他们显现
，appeared to them。
他的第一句话是什么
？And what was his first words to them？
愿你们平安。
He said, "Peace be with you."
就是说不要害怕，愿你们平安。
Do not be afraid. Peace be with you.
是的，弟兄姐妹，在我们所处的社会里面。
And so brothers and sisters in our world.
蒙神的恩典，我们不会受到，因为我们是信仰受到逼迫。
By the grace of God, we do not normally face persecution due to our Christian faith.
反而是很多时候，我们自己觉得我们生活很不如意。
Most of the times is when we is because we feel that our life is not very good.
我们对主耶稣的承诺反而会受到考验。
And that's the time when our commitment to Jesus get tested.
我们会放弃跟主同行。
We give up walking with Jesus.
因为我们经历不到主在我们身上的祝福。
Because we feel that we don't experience His blessing.
或许真的有黑夜到来。
Perhaps during real times or serious times of trial.
叫我们遭受到学业或者事业的打击。
When we face setbacks in career or studies.
或者婚姻家庭生活的挫折。
In marriage, in family lives.
甚至有疾病的打击。
Or when sickness strike us.
这是你跟耶稣的关系是什么？
Then at those times, how will your relationship with Jesus be?
你是否相信他仍然是掌管生命的主？
Will you still be able to believe that he's in control of your life?
还是你会因为惧怕、因为不安、因为而对主耶稣失掉信心？
Or will you lose your trust and your faith in him due to fear and anxiety?
其实作为耶稣的跟随者，
Actually, as followers of Christ,
我们其实不需要等到黑夜来临才面对考验。
We don't really need to wait until darkness in order to face a test.
当你不愿意承认你是基督徒，
As long as you are not willing to admit that you're a follower of Christ, a Christian,
或者你不愿意活出基督徒的见证的生活，
or unwilling to live out the Christian witness,
你没有基督的在你的生命的见证，
without this witness of having Christ in you,
或者你因为追求这个世界的价值观，
or when you pursue the values of this world,
你不断的以各种偶像来取代耶稣在你心中的地位，
and keep replacing the priority of Jesus in our lives with other idols.
我们自然的会跟耶稣疏远。
Then naturally we will drift away from Jesus.
而我们其实是背叛了我们对主的承诺。
In doing so, we actually are betraying Jesus.
因为我们拒绝耶稣跟我们同在。
Because we deny that He is with us.
所以作为耶稣的跟随者，
And so as a follower of Christ,
我们要怎么样才能够不断的持守我们对主耶稣的承诺？
How can then we can we sustain our commitment to the Lord?
这是第二点我跟大家分享。
That's the second point I wish to share.
就当黑夜来临的时候，信徒要因信靠而定睛于耶稣。
As night falls, Christians are to trust the Lord and focus on Him.
刚才有说过，马可记载彼得三次不认主的事件，虽然不是主要的故事。
I mentioned that Peter's denial story is a secondary incident.
但是他把耶稣在公会前受审的各个故事，把它连在一起。
But it is very related to the primary narrative of Jesus' trial.
因为耶稣的受审跟彼得的这个接受考验这两件事情是同一个时间发生的。
Because Jesus' trial and Peter's test occurs at the same time.
一方面耶稣接受审问。
On one hand, Jesus is on trial.
另一方面其实彼得接受考验也是审问。
On the other hand, Peter is on the test and he's on trial too.
所以马可要拿这两个来做对比。
And so Mark compares these two incidents.
他要凸显这个耶稣作为神的儿子他的身份。
And he highlights this Jesus as the Son of God, his
identity,
as well as his faithfulness,
还有他所预言的会实现,
and how the fulfillment of his promise,
还有他忠心到底,
and his faithfulness unto death.
彼得在黑夜接受拷问,
likewise, Peter had a test in the night.
他跟耶稣的对比是怎么样?
And how would it fare with Jesus?
我用一个图表来简单的分析。
So I will use a table to show.
首先第一点我们看见耶稣是面对，我讲过了，面对这些大祭司，面对所有耶路撒冷最有势力的这些宗教领袖。
First, we see that Jesus was on trial before the high priest, the most powerful powers in Israel.
但是彼得面对的是一个卑微的使女，没有社会地位。
Peter was facing a powerless female servant.
但结果怎么样？耶稣坦然承认自己的身份。
The result is Jesus openly acknowledged his identity.
耶稣说：“我就是你那。”讲的称颂者的儿子基督。
As you say, I am the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One.
弟兄姐妹，之前我们讲过。
We say prior to this.
耶稣在马可福音书里面身份是秘密的。
Before this, Jesus was keeping his identity a secret.
所以小卫牧师常讲这是弥赛亚的秘密。
And so this is what they call the messianic secret.
甚至鬼都认得出耶稣是神的儿子。
Even the demons could recognize him as the Son of God.
耶稣叫我们安静。
By ask them to shut up.
但是这时候。
But now.
他第一次公开他的身份。
The first time he openly declared his identity.
我就是那称颂者的儿子基督。
I am the Christ.
不再有这个秘密的存在。
No longer a secrecy.
彼得呢？
What about Peter?
彼得公开否认门徒的身份。
Peter openly but denies his relationship with Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，很奇妙的，这也是第一次福音书里面唯一的一个人否认耶稣。
And strangely, this is also the first time in the Gospel of Mark that the one person denies Jesus.
你看福音书里面从来没有人否认耶稣。
You see, in the Gospel of Mark, no one has openly denied Jesus.
鬼都承认耶稣。
Even the demons acknowledge him.
这里是彼得作为门徒的首要代表，他否认耶稣。
Peter, as the sole, the prime representative of the disciples, he denied Jesus.
连犹大都是偷偷的暗地里去背叛耶稣。
Even Judas, when he betrayed, he was doing it secretly.
彼得是公开的背叛。
Peter openly denied Jesus.
好，我们再看第三点。
Third one.
指控耶稣的这些人，这些宗教领袖，这些所谓见证人。
All these witnesses, these accusers.
他们都讲骗话。
They were liars.
只有耶稣讲真话。
Yet Jesus spoke the truth.
彼得呢
？How about Peter's situation?
那些使女，那些旁边站坐的人，他们讲的是实话，彼得讲的却是骗话。
All the witnesses were speaking the truth, except Peter.
所以表示什么
？What does it show?
表示在耶稣面对他最脆弱的时候， says, 耶稣在面对这个敌人的时候
，At the moment of hostility, when they're most vulnerable,
耶稣承认他的身份。
Jesus boldly confessed his identity.
他表现他的信实
，And it shows faithfulness and loyalty.
他对神的忠心
，Faithfulness and loyalty to God.
但是在面对压力、面对敌人的时候
，But facing pressure, facing enemies,
彼得隐瞒他的身份
，Peter hides his identity,
因为他要自保
，He's to save himself,
表现他对主的不忠
，And this shows his unfaithfulness to God.
耶稣承认身份
，Jesus acknowledged his identity.
他勇敢地面对走向死亡
，He's courageous and he walked towards the path of death.
彼得害怕隐瞒身份
，Peter hides his identity out of fear.
走向背叛，走向逃离耶稣。
And he moves away from his master, and he betrays himself. He betrays his life.
这是他们的互相的对比。
There's a contrast between the two of them.
而且耶稣之前也向彼得预言说：“你会三次不认我。”
And Jesus made a prediction to Peter, "You will deny me three times."
彼得实现耶稣的预言。
And it's Peter who fulfills this prediction.
虽然他很自信的肯定说：“我不会如此做。”
Even though earlier he had confidently said that he won't do so.
最后我们看。耶稣公开地宣告他荣耀的身份。
Finally, we see Jesus openly declaring his glory.
不单承认他是神的儿子基督。
Not only acknowledging himself as Son of God.
他说：“将来你们必看见我人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾坐天上的云降临。”
He said, "In future, you will see me again, the Son of Man, seated on the right hand of the God, and coming on the clouds of heaven."
弟兄姐妹，有谁在面对死亡的时候？
Brothers and sisters, who when facing death?
他可以这样自己宣告说：“将来你们必看见我坐在全能者的右边，驾坐天上的云来降临。”
Can so boldly make this kind of a declaration, says that I will sit at the right hand of the mighty one and come in the clouds of heaven.
彼得却是公开的亵渎耶稣。
Yet Peter here openly curses Jesus.
他发咒起誓。
He curses.
我不认得你们说的这一个人。
I do not know this man that you're talking about.
所以弟兄姐妹，从以上的图表的分析。
And so from this analysis above,
我们看到彼得他的神性的表现跟耶稣的神性表现是有强烈的对比。
We see the contrast between the response of Jesus and Peter on trial.
彼得为了保护自己
，to save his own skin,
他三次拒绝承认跟耶稣有任何的关系。
Peter denies three times any relationship with Jesus.
甚至发起咒诅
，even invoking a curse.
在生命有压力的时候
，when life is being threatened,
他放弃他门徒的身份
，he gave up his identity as a disciple.
他成为一个彻底的背叛者
，he became a total betrayer.
耶稣有什么表现
？What about Jesus?
耶稣肯定持守自己的身份。
Jesus acknowledged and kept his identity.
就算他性命不保，他也会忠于父神所交托给他的使命。
Even at the threat of his life, he remained faithful to the mission that God has entrusted to him.
因为耶稣知道他来就是要实现父神的这个使命。
Because Jesus knows clearly that he comes to fulfill this mission.
他来是要服侍人。
To save, to serve men.
还要做，还要为多人来舍命。
And to give his life as a ransom for the mankind.
在世人的眼光，耶稣是个失败者。
And so in the eyes of the world, Jesus is a failure.
因为他被当成一个罪犯，钉死在十字架上。
Because he was crucified as a criminal.
其实耶稣在被捕之前
，Actually prior to his arrest,
他在客西马尼亚园有祷告。
Even at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to the Father.
他也是会害怕。
He was afraid too.
他也要求阿爸父把这个苦杯拿走。
He did ask the Father, "Please remove this cup from me."
但是最终他实现，他顺服父神的旨意。
But eventually he still chose to submit to God's will.
所以我们看到耶稣对我们的信实。
And we see the faithfulness of Jesus.
他对神的忠心。
And loyalty to the Father.
以至于死。
Even unto death.
对于那些不承认耶稣的人。
Contrary to those who deny Jesus.
或者那些反对基督教的人
or who are opposing Christianity.
他们承认耶稣这个人。
They recognize Jesus as a human being.
他们说耶稣只是一个被命运操弄的这个牺牲品。
But they say he's just a mere victim of some senseless fate.
耶稣真的是很可怜。
Yeah, he's a poor man.
他出生在不好的时候。
He came at the wrong time.
他是一个命运的牺牲品。
He was a victim of a poor fate.
但是对于基督徒来说。
But to Christians.
对耶稣自己本身来说
，To Jesus himself，
他清楚知道他自己的身份跟他的使命。
He knew his true identity and his mission。
他是竭力的奔向父神的旨意。
And he doggedly followed the path of God's will。
就是那位神的儿子要为我们牺牲。
And that as the son of God, he has to give his life for us。
要把神的救恩带给世人。
To bring God's salvation to the world。
只有借着他死，人才能够得生命。
He knew that only through his death will mankind gain life。
所以希伯来书的作者就这么说。
And so the book of Hebrews says this。
因此耶稣忍受了十字架的苦难
He endured the cross
便坐在神宝座的右边
And is seated at the right hand of God
正如耶稣自己所讲的我是坐在那全能者宝座的右边的那一位
And the exact words that Jesus was saying I'm the one who seated at the right hand of God the Almighty
这就是为什么耶稣被审问的时候
And that's why when Jesus was on trial
他毫无害怕的这样宣告自己神儿子的身份
He so fearlessly declared his identity as son of God
也预言将来自己还会再来
and prophesied that after that he will come again
所以弟兄姐妹
so brothers and sisters
耶稣的审讯表明了他真的是为了我们而牺牲的
Jesus' trial demonstrates that he really died for us
但是彼得跟其他门徒的表现却是相反
but Peter and the others' response were contrary
他们是耶稣所亲自挑选的
they were personally chosen by Jesus
他们也常与耶稣同在接受耶稣的教导
and they lived with him and was taught by him
他们拥有其他人所没有拥有的特权。
They have privileges that others do not have.
想想，如果你是当时的十二位
，Can you imagine yourself in those times?
你会多么引以为荣
？Well, you'd be so honored.
可是这三年多跟耶稣的相处
，But these 3 years of living with Jesus，
好像不能叫他们看见。
Didn't seem to cause them to see.
作为耶稣最亲近的门徒
，As Jesus' closest disciples，
他们不能够避免这个黑夜的到来。
They couldn't see that.They can't escape from hardships either.
他们不能只希望得到特权
They cannot just expect to enjoy privileges.
而不愿意与耶稣一同受苦
And yet be unwilling to suffer suffering.
如果他们早有这样看见的话
If only they could have this perspective earlier on.
他们不会被耶稣被抓的时候就各自的逃跑
Then they will not run away now.
彼得也不会三次不认主
Nor will Peter deny Jesus 3 times.
我想
I think
彼得跟其他门徒会失败
I think their failure.
是一个很重要的关键。
Is there's a key factor to that.
那就是无论我们人生的遭遇如何
，and that is whatever life situations before them.
耶稣是否能够成为我们信靠的对象
？Can Jesus remain the reason and the cause of their trust?
单单耶稣而已。
Jesus alone.
没有其他的理由。
No other reason.
因为这些门徒们以为耶稣被抓之后
，because these disciples they mistakenly thought that when Jesus was arrested.
他们门徒的命运，他们的特权就会从此结束。
It implies that their fate as Jesus' followers, their privileges will come to an end.
他们因此就逃跑。
So they ran away.
所以弟兄姐妹，彼得跟其他门徒的失败
，and so their failures,
可以作为我们的借镜。
It's a mirror for our learning.
耶稣从来没有保证黑夜不会临到跟随他的门徒这些信徒身上。
Jesus has never guaranteed that dark nights will never befall his followers.
但是耶稣却保证他会跟他们同在。
But he promises his presence.
所以只要我们相信有耶稣的同在
So as long as we believe that Jesus is with us,
我们就有信靠他的心
We will have this heart to trust in him.
有同在你才有信靠，没有同在你怎么信靠
When he's with you, you're able to trust him. Without him, you can't trust.
所以当黑夜来临的时候
And so when darkness comes,
我们能够把目光定睛在耶稣的身上
If our eyes can stay focused on Jesus,
而不是放在那黑暗的深夜里面
And not on the darkness of the night.
其实彼得之前有这样经历的。
Actually, this is not a new experience to Peter.
我们知道，在一个深夜的晚上
，Remember there was another dark night.
耶稣在海面上行走。
Jesus was walking on the water.
他要跟船上的门徒们会合。
To meet his disciples on the boat.
而门徒看到耶稣在海面行走，以为见到鬼。
And they thought it was a ghost, and they were very afraid.
他们很是害怕。
Very afraid.
耶稣表明身份，叫他们不要害怕。
And Jesus revealed himself and said, "Don't be afraid."
马太福音告诉我们。
And from the Gospel of Matthew.
彼得得到耶稣的同意之后
，We saw that Peter got Jesus' approval.
彼得也想试一试
，Peter wanted to test.
所以他就步出船身，也跟在行在海面上。
And so he stepped out and walked on water.
他要走到耶稣那里去
，to go towards Jesus.
我们不知道耶稣在我们不知道彼得在水面上行走多远。
We do not know how far he walked.
只是我们看到，当他把这个眼光离开耶稣， 看到那个暴风雨的时候
，But when he turned his focus away from Jesus and to the storm，
他就感到害怕
，He became afraid，
他就开始往下沉
，And then decided he will sink。
所以耶稣要伸手把他拉起来
，Jesus reached out the hand and grabbed hold of him。
之后耶稣责备他
，And Jesus rebuked him。
你这小信的人
，Oh you man of little faith 啦。
是的，就是彼得的小信。
And so yes, Peter's little faith.
再次让他往下沉。
Once again, cause him to sink.
而且这是沉得更厉害。
And this time even worse.
三次不承认他的主。
Three times he denied the Lord.
彼得的故事结束了吗
？Well, did Peter's story end?
马可告诉我们，彼得在三次不认主之后的同时
，that after Peter swore that he didn't know Jesus three times,
鸡立刻叫了第二遍。
The rooster crowed second time.
这时候彼得想起耶稣之前对他说的话
And then Peter recalled the words that Jesus spoke to him
他就哭了
And he wept
彼得哭是因为他的心碎了
He wept because he was heartbroken
他为自己的失败痛苦流涕
He wept for his own failure
因为他竟然以耶稣成为羞耻
Because he was actually ashamed of Jesus
他不敢认他的主人
And refused to acknowledge Jesus as his Lord
那时候他眼光离开耶稣
That moment his eyes left Jesus
但是当他把目光再转向耶稣想起耶稣的话
But when he turned his attention back to Jesus and remembered Jesus' words
他看到他对耶稣的深深的亏欠
He sees how he has let Jesus down
马可就以彼得的痛苦来结束耶稣受审的这个故事
So this is how the story ends about Jesus' trial with Peter crying
彼得以后会怎么样
What will happen to Peter?
彼得能悔改吗
Will he repent?
他还是会像犹大这样的绝技不好
Will he end up in a bad situation like Judas?
马可好像没有给交代
Mark didn't seem to say much
其实没有的
But actually also not quite
你看完马可福音书最后一章第十六章
If you read right to the end of the Gospel of Mark chapter 16
就在耶稣复活的那个事件里面
There's an incident of Jesus' resurrection
马可借着天使向那些妇女们说话
It says that there was an angel who spoke to the ladies
他说你们要找的那位耶稣已经不在了他已经升天了
The Jesus you're looking for is no longer here He has ascended
但是他会去见门徒们
But he will go and visit the disciples
你注意马可特别说他要见门徒们他也要见彼得
He says here he wants to see his disciples and then as well as Peter
换句话说复活的主要重新找回他的门徒
And so the resurrected Lord wants to seek out his disciples
他要找回彼得
including Peter
彼得不认主的故事并没有结束
And so Peter's betrayal story has not ended
因为这不会成为他永远的失败
This will not be his permanent failure
叫他无法翻身
As if he has no opportunity to turn over
所以约翰福音告诉我们
And so in John's Gospel
我们看到复活的主在海边怎么样重新建立彼得
We see how at the seaside Jesus, the resurrected Lord reinstated
叫他从一个曾经不忠背叛他的那位门徒
Reinstate and transform this disciple who betrayed him.
转换成为一个今后被他使用的一个器皿。
And transform him into a very important vessel that he will use in future.
而且也叫彼得生命从此再也不能够以这个主的生命再也不能够分开。
And from then on, Peter's life will no longer be apart from the Lord that he once betrayed.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们信仰生命里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, in our Christian faith and living,
会有很多大小细节发生在我们身上。
Many big and small incidents happening.
或者发生在我们家庭里面。
Or in our families.
很多时候我们不明白为什么会发生。
Many times we can't understand.
尤其我们经历很多很多晚的黑夜。
Especially those many experiences of dark nights.
但是神作为人生故作为我们人生故事的撰写者。
But God as the author of our lives.
在我们故事结束的时候。
Just when our story concludes.
他一定会把发生在我们身上发生在我们家庭大小事情把它贯穿起来让我们看到它意义
He will make clear all these things and the significance of how all these big and small incidents link up together
其实神应许黑夜到来
Actually God permits dark nights to occur
因为只有这个时候我们才发现我们自己的生命跟神的关系到底是多深
Because it is only in these dark incidents will we discover how deep our relationship with God is
黑夜能够教导我们白天所学不到的功课。
The dark night teaches us lessons that we will never be able to learn when all is well.
而且主更要是借助黑夜来提升我们的生命。
And through dark nights, God wants to lift us up.
就好像他对彼得这样。
Just like what he did to Peter.
所以不论你现在面对的黑夜的处境是什么。
So no matter what dark circumstances you're facing now,
你只有两种选择。
You only have two choices.
一个就是离开耶稣。
One is to abandon Jesus.
一个就是你相信耶稣还继续跟你同在。
Second one is to believe that Jesus is with you.
信靠他的带领。
And trust his guidance.
你如果把目光放在耶稣的身上。
And fix his eyes in Jesus.
鸡的叫声总是告诉我们黎明会到来。
The rooster's crow will always tell us that the dawn is coming as well.
虽然这个鸡叫对彼得来讲是不好的，
even this rooster's crow is terrifying，
但是最终还是转化他的生命。
But it was transforming for his life.
因为黎明到了，
because dawn has come as well.
耶稣又亲自找回他，
and Jesus will come and seek him out too.
所以但愿在我们人生经历里面，
and so may our lives.
不管面对何种的黑夜的处境，
no matter what dark circumstances we are facing，
我们都相信耶稣的同在，
we are able to trust that Jesus is with us，
把目光放在他身上，
and focus ourselves on him。
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless you all。